Welcome back. So welcome to week 7, our guided meditation. So I'll get you to grab your notes out to start with before we actually go into the guided meditation side of things. So I will be guiding you through a relaxation meditation, and then after that I'll be guiding you through a proper guided meditation. So the first part is actually about just relaxing the body. And then the second part is actually about me guiding you through a thought process of it's called the Tree of Life grounding meditation. So there's so many types of guided meditation that you can choose from. However, this one's really quite powerful from a spiritual point of view, which is very grounding and very centered and very nurturing. But the good thing with guided meditation, I take you on that journey. I take you on that path. So you just have to listen to my voice and take in what I say. So I'm going to talk to you about the theory of meditation to start with, and then we'll go into the guided meditation. So what does meditation do? Well, it brings inner peace to ourselves and the world in a positive and spiritual way. It brings peaceful thoughts and clarity to our mind. It is one of the best ways to recognize and transform our negative thoughts into positive ones. It helps us to listen to our subconscious mind and to nurture the nature and qualities within. It also is the perfect way to relax the entire body and the mind. So meditation does loads of different things, but to start with, for the beginner, it will just create that relaxation process within your body and calm your mind. And once we can do that, we can go into more of an advanced meditation state where we can go into deeper guided meditation within yourself. And that way then we talk about the subconscious mind in week 2 of how to listen to that conscious from the subconscious. And meditation does that. Once we can clear our mind and just listen to the little inner voice that we hear, that's what we want to listen to. And it's clearer once we do meditation, because you'll be able to listen to, because you're stopping everything else you're doing, and that subconscious mind will be able to be heard clearer when you're in a meditative state. So how do we meditate? Well, my recommendations are sitting in a comfortable upright chair with feet flat on the floor, shoes or socks on, and sitting in a comfortable upright position on the floor. So maybe your back up against a wall, or sitting in a cross-legged position but your back upright. So we place our hands in our lap in a mudra position, placing the thumb and the index finger or the thumb and the middle finger together with our palms up. You don't necessarily have to do this. This is just one way of connecting from within. I don't encourage lying down for meditation. It is possible to fall asleep. So if you go into relaxation meditation, which is the first part of our meditation, that's fine. You can do that. If you find it's hard to sleep at night, that's okay. Then you go into relaxation meditation. And that way then you can go into a good quality sleep, hopefully. However, when we go into guided meditation, we go on a different path. We are on a different journey to relaxation. We're more clearing of the mind to listen to our thoughts from within. So that way it is better to be able to stay awake to hear those voices from within. So that's where I require you to sit in a chair or sit in an upright position. So where and why do we do this? So the ideal place to meditate is in a quiet spot. So you can go out into a garden, you can sit inside in a quiet spot that's uninterrupted. So turning your phones off, you're nowhere near anybody that will interrupt you, and you're nice and comfortable. Wear loose clothing and remove your shoes if possible. You can use incense or an oil burner or a candle as an aid for meditation. But you should always make sure, however, that you are not in an area where you could fall over or start a fire if unattended. So with a candle, make sure it's in a great big jar, like a tea light candle, so it can't actually flicker and also get caught on anything. So you just want to make sure you're in a safe environment and you're not having to think about that. So I always say to people, just buy those little flickery candles that are actually battery operated if you want to look at a candle. So you can either have your eyes closed, where you don't necessarily need a candle to look at, or you can sit in front of something that you can focus on, which a candle's great for. Avoid any background music if you can, as this type of meditation, which the guided one is, will be performing at heightened senses, so that you can need a nice quiet environment to hear from within, and we work with your senses. However, today I am actually going to use a tiny bit of background music, which gets you into the mood of sitting under a tree. So there's actually birds in the background chirping. So it will help you, for your beginner to start with, to get into a guided meditation feel of the environment that we're going to be in. However, if you're not going to be doing underneath a tree where there's birds, I'd probably recommend just using nothing. If you're going to do an ocean setting, you can use a little bit of ocean background, but that's something that works with the environment that you're working with your guided meditation. Otherwise, no music. The quieter the better. So how often do we meditate? Well, we start with 5 to 10 minutes a day, if you possibly can, depending on your lifestyle. So my recommendations are first thing in the morning, as this is a time to set your mind up for the rest of the day. And as the practice becomes easier, then you can work your way up to 20 minutes in the morning before you start your day. At night time, if you find that's best for you, that's fine. You can do a nighttime meditation to clear your mind to go to bed without any thoughts going on in your mind from the day. That's another really good time to meditate as well. The best attitude to have with meditation is to be very patient with yourself. Having a sense of expectation of immediate positive result can create an uncomfortable pressure and take away the enjoyment of this beautiful, wonderful experience. So when we talk about boot camps and set yourself goals and targets, and even with your weight or fat loss, this is completely different. You don't set yourself a target of, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes next week. You know what? You go with the flow on this one. It's more important to go with the flow and not put pressure and goals on yourself with a guided meditation, and it will come naturally for you. Okay, the more you put yourself under pressure, the less it's going to work. The more you just go with the flow, the more it's going to work for you and it'll happen for you. So be kind and gentle, and that's what it's all about. So you can pause now if you like and set yourself up for the guided meditation, whether it's in a chair or sitting in an upright position. And we'll go through, and I'm going to go through the notes. However, you won't need notes at this stage. You will actually just listen to my voice. So I will be putting some background music on. That way then it's nice and relaxing for you, with the birds chirping in the background, which is lovely. So taking some deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. So we're going to start with a relaxation. So take a few deep breaths in, breathing in through the nose. Hold for about 4 counts breathing in, hold for 2 counts, and then breathing out for 4. So breathing in for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Holding your breath for a couple. 1, 2, and then breathing out through the mouth for 1, 2, 3, 4, and repeating that process. So we're going to start at your feet. As you breathe out slowly, I want you to relax all the tension in your feet and your toes, so you can tighten them and then relax them a couple of times so they can relax into the floor. So you can clench your feet and then relax them. Now let's move up to your calf muscles, the backs of the legs. Again, removing the tension in this area as you breathe in, clench and breathe out, relax those muscles. Moving up to your knees and your thighs, the fronts and the backs of the legs. Take any tension out with any deep breaths. Working your way up to your hips and your lower back. Scan any area that feels tense and then let it go with your breathing. Deep breaths. Move your way up to your belly and feel it rise and fall with each long breath. Work your way down your arms to the palms and the fingertips, feeling any tension in the muscles and let them melt away. Focus on your breathing. Feel your way up your spine to your neck, and at each point of your body on the way up, take some deep breaths and let go of any tension up through your spine. Then make your way down to your shoulders. We tend to carry a lot of tension here, so spend a lot more time on your neck and your shoulders with your deep breathing. Breathing in through the nose, breathing out through the mouth. Focus on your breath, breathing in, breathing out. We tend to carry a lot of tension here, so spend a lot more time squeezing, releasing. Feeling the relaxation process, releasing and letting go of the tension of your breath, and creating space between your ears and your shoulders with your breath. Work your way up to your ears, then your jaw, lips, cheeks and eyes, backs of those eyelids, forehead, then the top of the head. Now do a scan of your full body now. How are you feeling right now? Deep breathing. Scan that body from the toes to the head. Because we're now going to go into our guided meditation with complete silence. So set yourself up to visualize yourself sitting under a beautiful tree in springtime. You can smell the beautiful fragrance of the new flowers and buds around you. The tree has buds coming out into the most beautiful flowers you could ever imagine. Look up at the tree and see how beautiful and strong it looks. Smell the buds and the bark of the tree and feel the texture of the tree roots below you. How does it feel? And take a few moments to really experience these strong senses. How does it feel? How does it smell? How does it look? Feel the energy from the tree radiate inside of you now. You are receiving grounding energy from this beautiful tree. What I call the tree of life. So take some deep breaths and visualize yourself and the tree as one. Your legs are the roots grounded into the earth. Your body is the strong tree trunk. Your arms are the branches and your fingertips are the buds. You feel strong and grounded. Take some deep breaths. Now return your attention to your breathing and your body where you are now. You're sitting in a chair where you are, amongst your surroundings or sitting on the floor. Know that where you are safe and you are relaxed. Take a few deeper breaths to clench your hands and feet a few times, to come back to the moment. And open your eyes. How do you feel? How's your body feeling? What are your thoughts? So you want to make sure to return to the day slowly for the first few minutes once your meditation has finished. So no rushing. You need to drink lots of water and eat wholesome, nutritious food straight after your meditation to ground and center you. That's very important to do. So we're just going to recap over some homework that I'd like you to do for this week. But I hope you did enjoy that meditation. So what I want you to do is practice the relaxation meditation for 5 to 10 minutes daily. Once you feel confident, move on to including the guided tree grounding meditation, which I've just taught you. So you can bring in other senses through your visualization, sight, smell and touch. The more you practice, the stronger your senses will become to make it even more guided for you to be able to think and hear things a lot clearer and easier throughout your day, but also for your meditation practice. So I hope you enjoy this guided meditation. It's probably one of my favorites. And I hope to see you next week in the last workshop of In a Nutshell. So until then, enjoy your day.